Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
yeah.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Your input is invalid. To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 23rd, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
All right, good morning.
morning, TNT. It is Monday, long awaited and much anticipated. So, you guys hear me okay?
Sound good on my end.
No? Oh, okay. So, hold on 1 second. Let me see.
Okay. Did he say hold on for a second? It's been longer than a second. Hey, it's actually almost approaching a minute. Just hold on, then he got disconnected. That's why it's taking so long. Didn't notice that at first. Hold on, everyone. Let's see if we can get reconnected.
Okay, back together again?
All right. Yeah, all right.
All right. Good morning once again, everybody. It was a nice long weekend. Not a whole lot of news out. We obviously didn't get anything earth-shattering, or we would have tweeted out to you guys over the weekend. But right now, Iraq is putting out a lot of news about the upcoming meetings. Tomorrow, we should hear about the paragraphs in the budgets and make that decision. Thursday, all the CBI leaders and owners are meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming again, starting Thursday for 4 days. It should be good for us. The big thing is the meeting at the end of the month with all the countries in the region of Iraq. The Iraqis saying they should be put back in their position of leadership and prominence. And the Treasury, the banks, and everybody I know, so if we didn't talk to my guy in Iraq, who said it was going to be Saturday because I'm going to get him out from that. That this should be concluded by the end of the month. Those are only three things I think that are going on, but they're saying by the end of the month, people should start getting paid. Now, I thought there was a very good possibility it could happen tomorrow because my guy in Iraq thought it was going to be Saturday. So I'm telling you, I haven't heard from him. The banks start, it was going to start tomorrow. They thought tomorrow, after they ruled on those eight paragraphs, that they would come out with the budget, and it could start as soon as tomorrow, which it could, but and definitely by the end of the month, the public should start getting paid, which means we could start getting paid prior to that. All right, Ray, let's get started. Oh, it says I'm garbled. They can't hear me? You guys can't understand me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh. Okay, I mean, there is a lot of static. I don't know if it's
okay.
Me or not, but okay.
What's that? Yeah, that's me reconnecting. Yeah, you. Some people said you sounded muffled. I could hear you okay, but I have heard you clearer than you were then. So, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let me go back here to the questions again.
I missed this speaker. Excuse me.
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Classic Destiny says, would you please address the advantage of putting our money in a private bank as opposed to the public banks available now? I have done a bit of research and the private bank seems to be appealing, particularly if the banks go under.
Okay, you did the research. So
ask and answer.
Explain it to me. Yeah, that's right. So I don't know, guys. I know just the opposite, and I haven't done the research. But if I was looking at where I was going to put it at, I would pick a public bank, because there's rules, regulations, things you can and can't do that the law states. I don't know about a private bank because I don't own one yet.
Okay. Fuse says, it appears at the close of last week, according to the intel, a fire was being lit to get Iraq reinstatements done. Could that be because the current U.S. administration needs a foreign policy win real bad now due to the debacle in Afghanistan?
It could be. It won't be in the world. It could be that it's just coming to the end of the month. It could be that they need to calm that region down, Kevin, because everybody is concerned about, U.S. leadership at this moment. Did they make a mistake? Could be because Iraqi citizens are concerned, even though their government is saying they're not, with what's happening in Afghanistan to happen in Iraq the moment that we pull up. So, guys, understand this is going both ways. We can look at what's happening in Afghanistan and know that's why the RV has not happened in Iraq. Because that's what they've been fearful of for years. As soon as they give all this money and the U.S. walks away, Iran's going to come and do what the Taliban did. Or ISIS is going to come and do exactly what the Taliban did. And Iraq is going to do what they did the last time when ISIS came knocking at the door. That is their fear and concern. And that they did all this for nothing. They gave us all that money and end up with worthless dinars in their hands. So we can look at what happened in Afghanistan and say, okay, their fear has been justified. It's justified by simply saying when our government left, our troops left, nobody thought this would happen. Or if they did, they thought it would happen slowly and they could react to it. But for it to happen in 5 days, 10 days, the way it has happened, nobody foresaw that. And I got to say, I don't know why they didn't. They know what happened in Iraq the first time we pulled up, but they thought they were going to be able to catch us sooner. But they didn't. So even now, we got to look right at Iraq. Can it be repeated again?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Not muted.
All right.
All right. Can it be repeated again? Or is, after the election, which they should have a better sense, because Maliki orchestrated the first one, could he do that again? Things they really have to pay attention to now, because that could have emboldened him to say, yep, I can get away with it again, because U.S. didn't do anything about it. They let them take over and take the people out. And I know Waltman has something to say about that, but it could very well happen. I don't know, but we know that's why things haven't happened up to this point. Now, on the positive side, it could be saying, let's go ahead and push this out. Everything's in order. We won't have to deal with it. All the other countries are getting involved, because we know everybody who's going to be at the meeting at the end of the month, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Yemen, everybody, U.S., Britain, especially all those countries there. So it's going to be a fruitful meeting, we hope, and everything should be done. But absolutely, if they could get it done, if they could have the election on time, because they're concerned about that, if Al-Kazimi could sit there for the first 6 months and have time to put things in place, it could be, a very different ending. So I think that if not the only reason they were doing it because of Afghanistan, but it was planned to go at this time for the reasons I just gave. All right.
Okay. Let's see. Make sure that was the last one. All right.
Only two questions.
That was it. We'll go to the board, talk to the live members. 208 area code.
Good morning, gentlemen. If I remember correctly, if I remember correctly, I think that you said that we're only going to be able to get somewhere over $5,000 in cash. Is that true?
That's what we're always told, between $7,000 and $10,000 in cash.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. The other money, I assume, is put into our bank accounts. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, that's where it goes, into your account.
Now, can you have money put into more than one account, like two or three accounts?
Sure, I'm sure don't have a problem with that. They're going to tell you this is what you want and where you want it to go. I want this to go in my trust account. I want this to go in my joint account. I want this to go in my accounts you don't know about.
Okay, great. Now, the last question I have is, when do you think this is going to happen?
I think it's going to happen by the end of the month, because that's what everybody is saying as of this morning. I wanted it to happen tomorrow, but that's what they tell me. That's what they're excited about. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for your information. You all have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
754, Erica, you all.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from another humid day in South Florida.
Good afternoon.
You were a little muffled, Tony, so my questions might be a little bit redundant. It was a little hard to hear some of what you were saying. I read today that the elections will definitely be held in October. Have you heard anything that they have resolved that and that they're definitely moving forward with October?
I heard that Al Kazemi said it's still scheduled for October. I don't know anything that's definite with Iraq until 10 minutes after it happened.
Okay, and as far as the possibility, or hopefully not possibility, that the administration learned from this Afghan debacle and not pull out of Iraq, don't we have a lot of contracts with contractors coming into the country, and it would be non-beneficial for us to pull out because the rebuilding wouldn't be able to take place with American contractors. Is that correct?
It's saying that the coalition will never leave Iraq. And they're saying that not to confront anybody, intimidate anybody, but they're just being real. If they're never going to leave Iraq, which they won't. Again, we're building the world's biggest embassy, 8,000 people in Kurdistan. That's more than there right now. So we're not ever going to really leave Iraq. So that makes the situation different. It wouldn't ever make any sense to leave Iraq to me. Why would you leave Iraq knowing? Because I know, so I know they know. The moment you do, Iran's going to flood it. China is now saying they're going to flood Iraq just as soon as the U.S. is out. They're trying to make all the agreements, and they're doing just what they did here. They said, we don't have to flood it with soldiers. We're going to flood it with money and businesses. Iran said they're going to flood it with soldiers or militias on the street, and they're going to try and take over the government. They're both going to react as soon as the last U.S. troops are. Why would we do that and think our money is safe? Or, once again, the people who supported us when we need them are safe. So I don't ever see the U.S. pulling out.
Okay. And as far as the money goes, have you heard anything that Iraq is still attempting to get their citizens to get away from the dollar and go to the dinar, or they're not ready for that yet.
Al Kazim is on television today asking all citizens to stop using the U.S. dollar and to use the dinar to give confidence in the country. That's what he's on TV saying today. Stop using the dollar, use the dinar. So to build the confidence or in preparation of what's going to happen at the end of the month.
Okay.
So
alrighty.
Think about this, guys. Did you see what I sent you on Twitter? Did you look at it?
Are you talking to me?
Guys, look at it. Yeah, I'm talking
I'm
to you.
I'm not on your Twitter. I'm not on your Twitter.
Well, you missed the best part then. I just sent out a tweet right before the call started so everybody would know what to be excited about, and you missed it all. Well, you had to wait till somebody comes on.
Unfortunately, I'm not on your Twitter.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, you're not one of the 125,000? See?
No, I'm one of the technically yourself. I'm one of the technically challenged.
Okay. For all those who haven't seen it, won't see it, I just sent out Forex Iraq. Iraq is on the international Forex now and said their rate will go by sales. It's a great article. Actually, one of our members sent it to me yesterday. It says Forex trading is now possible from Iraq to the international brokers accepting Iraqis.
That is great news, very good news. And Tony, since you're going to be buying a private bank, if we invest in your private bank, can we get a good return on our money?
No, I'll be just like every other bank.
And I just want to make one last comment to all the people I know that are listening that I brought into this, for you to become millionaires. If you have not donated in a while, please make out a check. I brought you in this to make a lot of money. You all listen to the calls. It's time for you to put up or shut up or get off the call. So please, everybody, donate. We do all the time, and you should too. You want the information, you need to donate. And on that note, I will say I'm looking for a good Wealth Wednesday, and thank you for answering my question. Both of you have a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
512. Area code, you are on.
Well, hello, guys. How are you today?
Greetings, I am fantabulous.
Super fantastic. Hey, Ray, I wanted to give a shout out to that guy who did the logo on the hat on Friday, but I got disconnected some kind of way. And then I had a thought. If it's possible for him to maybe transfer the logo into like a T-shirt logo that we could all use on our Pay It Forward project day. We could do like prepaid T-shirt sales as a fundraiser for TNT with the guy who already has like TNT paraphernalia, you said, in his shop. And I just wanted to let them know if they decided to do it, they could count me in to help with the fundraiser for TNT. That's one of my things that I do. I did for my school district for 30 years and a lot of good success with them. But anyway, that was the food for thought that I wanted to throw out to the guy who did the hat. Give him a shout out and then throw that thought out just in case.
Right.
And it would make it easy for us to do. And if they're interested, you know, you can share my information and they can give me a call. if they're on the call and they hear this and they're interested, they should let you know, and you would know how to contact me. And then, Tony, I wanted to kind of touch base on what you were saying about the fear of maybe having what happened in Afghanistan happen in Iraq. But shouldn't we feel a little bit more secure about us not pulling out, since I know for a fact that we're about to send 3,000 troops over to Kuwait on October the 1st, because my nephew is in the group that's getting ready to head out. So it seems like we're preparing to get our guys back over into that area to kind of protect things that are going on over there. Had you heard that?
In Iraq or Afghanistan? Which one?
Well, the guys from Fort Hood, Texas, are headed to Kuwait on October 1st.
Two things going on, so you guys understand. They're sending 8,000 or 10,000 troops back to Afghanistan to protect the airport, which I know sounds ludicrous, first of all. But that's for Afghanistan. Troops that are going to Kuwait are already there. They're holding 10,000 troops on the border of Kuwait are the ones that moved out of Iraq, and they're going to be in that region in case something happens. They're meeting the agreement or terms by saying they're out of Iraq, but they're sitting at the border in Kuwait and some at the border in Syria. So it's not like they all came home or even coming home, because they're going to stand out there until after the election, there's a new agreement made, or just what we saw in Afghanistan, because the people in Iraq are upset about it. They don't want the U.S. to leave. It's Iran that wants the U.S. to leave, and the Iranian politicians and the militia group, they're the ones pushing for the U.S. to leave, causing the problems. The people don't want to be because they fear Iran's going to come over and take over their country, just what happened in Afghanistan. So they may not at all, like I said, because Afghanistan happened so fast, nobody believed that the Taliban was going to move in just like that. But nobody knew that Afghan government, all their political leaders, all their top generals and officers were all going to run out the country the next day. Because, you know, one left and the other left, and all was all, forget it. Nobody's going to stand and fight. Well, what do your troops do? They don't have a clue. Nobody's in charge. Nobody's directing against this big assault. Everybody drop your guns and run. And that's what they did. Iraq was different because Maliki told them to retreat was the difference. Even if they wanted to fight, there was no direction because their president told them to retreat. Iraq is saying now, when the U.S. leaves, that situation will not repeat itself. That they're ready. They're ready to fight. They're better armed. They're better trained because Americans trained them. We just have to look and say, well, that's what Afghanistan said 2 weeks ago. So we believe them. See what happened now. Do we believe you? And that's the difficulty.
Okay, because he had just mentioned to me that the guys that are leaving with him have been told that they were going over as an advisory group to help with some new establishments that was happening in the area, and that may be related to that new embassy or something the Kirks are getting ready to put together. That you mentioned,
right,
maybe a week or so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Remember,
then,
like I said, there's going to be 8,000 people in that embassy. A bunch of them are going to be soldiers, absolutely. But as of 31 December, every troop in Iraq is on the advisory committee. There's certainly 2,500 there to advise them. They're just not saying they're combat soldiers anymore. Now they're just advising. They got the same guns, same bullets, same grenades, same vests. They're just not combat. They're advising you, and they advise you, don't shoot over here because I'm going to shoot back. Okay?
Okay. Well, that clarifies that for me. Thank you for taking my question. So you guys have a
great day.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
bye-bye.
Let me say this, Ray, before we go to the next one. Guys, I sent you the hat. He did an excellent job. I love the hats. I haven't even talked to him yet. And believe it or not, Ray brought me two of them. So I wanted you guys to see them. I also need you guys to know if you go to imgur.com, imgur.com, I guess. Or maybe I'll send it out. We've had hats and shirts and rings and things available to you for the last 10, 15 years. I had some of them myself that one of our members made up years ago. Hoodies, flashlights, coffee cups, all those things. And I always said, I don't want to personally be in that business because I don't. I told Ray, you know, I don't want to be selling coffee cups, T-shirts, and hats and things. I don't mind if somebody sends it to us, lets us approve it, and they sell it, and we do the documentation for them to do it. Now, I was going to take some of these items if you go to the site and try to have them available as we went through our tours around the country, or she was going to buy some myself from these individuals and give them out at the event. So shirts and hats, maybe some coffee cups. But if you go and look at the site I just told you, or maybe I'll send the link, you can look at those. But I love this new hat. So I am going to talk to him, and we'll see if he wants to do something so you guys can get it. As a matter of fact, both sites, so you guys can get it. But what I did was this last site, he has a way for you to download the images, and I actually downloaded the image and went to the mall here and had my own shirt and sweatshirts made, everything with TNT Super Fantastic on. So it's an option for you.
You repeat the website?
I'll tweet out the link to you guys. Maybe they'll just go to us. imgur.com. And it should come up TNT Graphic Image Gallery. The other guy comes up with something. It's not coming up?
Not imgur.com.
Oh, wait. I'm going to send it to you right now. And just click on the link and tell me if the link works.
All right.
And then I'll send the link up.
Oh, we send it over text?
Oh, yeah, send it on text. I just sent it to somebody else too. They can tell me if it works. Do what?
Yeah,
there's a little bit more to it. So I got to send out the link.
Yeah, okay. You'll have to send the link out because there's a little bit more to this.
Yeah, all right. I'll send out the link. I just want to make sure it works for everybody. Or, if, again, the guy who made the hat, I love those hats, the new hat. I mean, I was excited when I saw it. Only bad part is there's something about Tony and Ray. But anyway. Go ahead. What's next?
Okay. Looks like her husband let her out.
Her husband let her out?
Yeah. Or they're on the call or something.
That don't sound good. Ooh, really? That don't sound good.
You ate one. You're on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning, Tony and Ray. How y'all doing today?
I'm happy left her to the nth degree.
Okay.
How you doing, Tony? How you doing?
I'm good.
Super fantastic.
I'm good. I cannot.
You quit already? You quit already? Or they fired you again?
I need to. I need to, but no, not yet. But hey, you keep giving some good information like you did this morning. It ain't gonna be hard to quit. How about that?
Well, I heard that.
But so y'all doing good today? Y'all had a great weekend. I'm sure you did. In the Detroit,
yeah,
I saw you
great.
Sent out. That's good.
What tweet did I send out? Who was it? What'd you see?
You sent a tweet out over the weekend. I saw it.
I did?
Yeah. Somebody did from there. I think it was you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to get you to say her name. She's mad because I sent her a picture out.
Who? She was mad.
Oh, you didn't see it with the picture?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the one I was talking about. Yeah, a picture. I saw a picture.
Yeah, you know who it is?
I found out. Yeah.
Oh,
good picture. Yeah.
I was gonna try to get somebody to say her name and say I didn't do it. They told who you.
I'm not doing it. No, it ain't gonna be me. Okay, well, I have some questions. Well, the tweet that you sent out about the Forex in Iraq, that was exciting to me, and that was gonna be. So that, how do you know when that article came out? Was it something that just came out?
It just came out Friday.
Oh, Friday. Okay. Well, that's exciting, real exciting. So now in the article, because I just saw that when you sent it out. I mean, I didn't haven't read up on it, but they're actually trading already or they're getting ready to. I guess I didn't hear exactly how you explained it when you.
It says that they are now trading. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
And it
wow.
Says, the 6-7 brokers that you can use to complete your trade.
That's
right?
Interesting. Right. Mhm. Oh my goodness.
It takes
well,
a few minutes to open an account. It's really worth it. And that the rate's gonna go up and down like every other trade.
Now if that don't tell you something, somebody's under a rock. You know what I'm saying?
They now have access to Forex brokers without restrictions. Takes you a few minutes,
goodness.
Go online, you have your international account. That's right, it says high leverage, allowing people to trade large sums of money and make larger profits.
Wow.
That's what it says. It's right there.
Yeah. That's really exciting. So that's the Forex in Iraq. What about our markets here? Have you heard from anybody here about your normal contact in regards to the markets in the U.S.?
No, nobody says anything except it's now tradable. Forex is tradable. It's international. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't put out any statement about, you know, that we're now trading direct with Iraq. You know, brokerage accounts, do anything. I haven't seen it on ours, but I don't really look at our Forex news like that. This was put out Forex Iraq for people to know. They can go do it.
Oh, okay. And so we haven't heard from Texas this morning or today or anything yet?
Ain't we hearing from them right now? Oh, you mean that Texas? No. Nothing's going on.
So now, did you say earlier in your, when you first opened that they're waiting, are they waiting for the budget to come out or were they waiting? Was that last week? I guess I'm confused on that part.
All right. They have not released the budget yet. They were waiting They said supposed to hear it tomorrow. Those eight paragraphs or 10 paragraphs. Uh-huh. Hopefully they make a decision on it. And, you know, because they're saying they could release it without it, but they were just holding it because everything else was done. So whatever happens tomorrow, that's what we're waiting for. The CBI director is going to meet in Jackson Hole on Thursday for four days. Whatever announcements they're going to make there. And then the meeting that's supposed to bring Iraq back to their former position and leadership is supposed to happen at the end of the month with everybody. And that's why they're saying we should see this time.
Oh, okay. You're kind of going in and out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay, that's a little, that's a little better. Okay, so as far as the ATM machines over there, we've been hearing a little scuttlebutt that they are out or they're installing new machines or, you know, putting them in different locations now. Have your contact over there said that those machines are up and running or getting ready to be activated? Have you heard
anything?
Well,
they put it out to everybody. Just think about it. Because I know people got excited. It's supposed to be the most modern or newest ATMs out, which I don't know means a whole lot. You can do various things at the ATM because I haven't seen it, whether with savings accounts, checking accounts. They just have more options. But to me, I can't get excited about 300 ATM machines, even though they did. I'm thinking, hey, we got 300 ATM machines in the city. But you're three cities. You're talking about the whole country is supposed to get excited because you got 300 ATM machines? If you see 3,000 of them, then, you know, or 1,000, then I'm excited. Let's go. Everybody's going to line up an ATM machine to get your money. And they probably would use the old ones because that's what's going to happen. But 300 just didn't excite me. But it was exciting enough for them to do a news article.
Well, so obviously, though, these machines have the software for the new small category notes. I'm thinking that's what a lot of people are trying to reiterate, one of the reasons why that they're, you know, they're out as well.
Well,
or putting them out and getting them ready.
The old machines have already been converted and have that capability, and they have for years. So that's why I wasn't excited. These machines are just supposed to let you do some additional things at the ATM machine. I don't know what your old machines were capable of, just putting out $20, $500, you know, I don't know. Maybe these machines do a different amount, let you swap money in between counts or some other things, because it doesn't tell us what their features are.
Right. I went and purchased some more dinar this week, and normally they would have the, you know, the 25K notes, but this location was out, so they had the 10,000. And those are good too, right? The 10,000, the 10K notes? Those, I mean, I'm sure
all
they are.
Them.
They wouldn't be selling them. Yeah. So I just
all
never
of them
bought
are
the
good.
10K. Okay.
Yeah, the 1,000s are good if you have some. So here's the real thing, though. Where did you buy them at?
Here at one of our exchange locations, Texas Currency Exchange here in Houston. And they're real popular. They never really run out of dinar. They just didn't have any of the 25K notes this time. They had the 10,000 ones and some others. So I just got the 10,000s. They're real popular here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a kiosk in one of our malls here. And, So my last question is the SDR baskets. I've been hearing scuttlebutt about that. They said something about they were supposed to be coming out like sometime today or tomorrow. Can you, what exactly is the SDR basket? I don't know much about that. What does that entail?
It entails Google, Google. SDR.
You know everything. That's why I ask you.
Yeah. Look, cook. See, it had to be from Texas. Not read. That's your bad song.
I'm not going to fool with you today. I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I assume you can tell me in a matter of three or four words what it means.
Oh, God. It's a basket of currencies with special drawing rights, and it's for the foreign exchange and reserves. So everybody doesn't get in there, and they have different baskets, but it's a little bit more than that. But you can read it. It's in English.
I'm not going to fool with you. You know what? Okay, those are all my questions. How about that? I made up for the time I wasn't here now.
Yes, you did. Okay. Yes, for sure.
And the king, you sure quiet back there, king. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
Back there sitting in the cut.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys have a good day. I'm glad I was able to get on today for a little bit. I got to go back to work now. Some people do work, so, you know.
All right.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Have a good
All right,
day.
Thank you. All right.
727 area code, you are on.
Morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, every time I hear my voice early in the call, I wonder, are those people in Iraq knowing that I'm in the Caymans now? I'm open to, so it's not just a locator for me, like a beacon, but I hope not. Anyway, I'm wondering, Tony, if you think that the
Walt, yes, over here, you're sounding kind of muffled, or is it me? Can you hear me?
All right, I'll tell you why. My phone's in my pocket. Let me get it out of my pocket, and now it'll get better. There we go. Okay. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
All right.
1,000%.
Yes.
1,000%. Wasn't somebody behind Thomas Eagleton 1,000%? That makes me nervous. That was a long time ago, Tony. Maybe before your time. I hope not. So anyway, I guess the Iraqis are going to have to, some way or another, aren't the people going to expect that they start dealing with the militias? Because as long as they are there, I would say their fear of something similar happening to them that happened in Afghanistan is real. Do you not think that?
I take it as real. I take it as a glimpse into the future if we do leave.
Sure.
Because that's what makes sense. I mean, we would do it. China is definitely going to do it. You let them in, and Iraqis are calling for them to come in because they're offering them more investment than anybody else. Even though they're saying they can't do this without U.S. investors, they can't. They're still letting China in and say go for it. Iran feels like they're already in, which they are. Now, supposedly, at the end of the month, they're going to have this meeting. Japan is coming as an observer, but they're going to agree on everybody just let Iraq do its own business. They're going to agree. They're going to say the words, which don't mean a whole lot, until they actually do it. But Al-Kazimi came out this morning, and he told the people they can go for law or lawlessness, that you can go and do what's right. And even the citizens should fight the militia. The citizens should fight terrorism. He said, you as citizens have a responsibility because we know half of our government is corrupt. And that's basically what he said in the whole thing. half our government is corrupt. So our time to change it is during the election and after, but it can't be done without the citizens deciding. So, I mean, you couldn't get much clearer than what he said today. I think, ooh, he might have just pissed Iran off, but who knows?
No, but like you said, it's the truth. And, I mean, I don't think the exact same replica of what happened in Afghanistan. I don't see the government, the army running the other way, because Kazemi wouldn't be telling them to do that. But I do wonder about the resolve when it comes to dealing with the militias, because that's where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion. So I would hope that they...
No, and that, you're right. That's what he was saying this morning. I mean, the citizen, right. You could have to decide to help or do something with this. I can't do it because, you know, half my government is corrupt. So
right.
I need you to. But, Walt, the other thing is, we're not concerned with right now while Al-Kazimi is in charge. The
sure.
question and the problem is after the election and then after supposedly the U.S. leaves in December. That's when it becomes an issue. Because if Maliki wins, what's to stop him from doing it all over again? He said, oh, I could buy us another 10 years if I do this. I don't know.
Right. Well, if he gets elected again, then it's their own damn fault, and I don't think there's any other way of looking at it. So, anyway, and you enjoyed Detroit, yes?
Absolutely enjoyed Detroit. I met some wonderful people. We had a great time. I miss Ray's class on Sunday. But other than that, smoked cigars, had some scotch, met some good people. We had a thing in the park, we had a riverboat cruise. It was my first time going. This would be our fifth year doing it, or fourth year doing it. But it was like, and this was open mic, so I wanted to say thank you to open mic people. A preview of probably what our events look like, especially Vegas. Because it's a four-day event. Every other event is probably going to be just that one-day thing, meet and greet and dinner and socialize at night so everybody can go on about their business. Cause, plus, you guys would be too rich to be wanting to mess around with Tony and Ray at that time. But I've got better things to do.
All right.
Yeah. If I have to fly across the country to pick up Ray to come to that barbecue, then I'm... The way I look at it, I would deserve an invite to some party somewhere, especially if it's close.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate your perspectives, and I tell you what, when the Iraqi people realize that they're going to have to fight, I hope that they decide that the fight is worth it, because it is. And to know freedom, it beats the hell out of anything that comes in second place. So, all the best to you two, and thanks a lot for doing what you do. And my Social Security comes in 2 weeks, and there'll be another check in the mail.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate it, and hopefully the Iraqi people are, yes, learning from Afghanistan, because they'll tell you life before the Taliban and life after the Taliban was totally different. And to experience freedom, success, education, training, now have to go backwards, 20 years backwards. I know they regret the U.S. leaving, but they, you know, that was a everybody deal. I was going to say that was a Trump deal. Trump made that deal to pull out. But Biden could have stopped it. He had a chance. And everybody messed up for the last 20 years. But Iraq is the same way. There are people from Saddam Hussein to what they're experiencing now, the freedoms, the fact that 50% of their Congress and Parliament have to be women,
fact that women have, you know, leadership roles over there, and the fact that even though, you know, those guys are stealing all their money, they have freedoms like they never had before. And to revert back to that would be a horrible thing for them. So hopefully they learned that and they saw what can easily happen. And not over years, but over 10 days. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Sure.
Thank you,
the
sir.
The greatest thing about freedom with money is it beats the tar out of freedom with no money, because you got running water, you got cool air, you have warm air in the winter. You know, it's just better. So anyway, have a great day, guys.
All right, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks.
972. Here we go. You're on.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Ooh, I'm all right. Working in the shade at this moment. I appreciate Walt, don't you? He just common as they come, and yet very genuine. Yeah. Tony, I don't have any questions for you, I think. Now, you may be more up on this than your Republican brother is, but this situation, no offense intended, just a little joke there. This that you sent out with the Forex, my mind is going, I can't find anywhere to buy dinar if I wanted to. Currently, the dinar is 1,400 to the dollar? I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Range. Okay. Now, how does it work, having never done it before, if I simply open up a Forex account and put some dollars in it to get dinar, 1,400 to the dollar, and bless their fee, and work from that? Is there an advantage there somewhere, since we know it's not exchange to a new rate yet? What are your thoughts on that? Am I just kind of in the shade here, or what? What do you think?
First of all, you know, bus lady bumping around with her two flat tires is in Texas, and she can go buy dinar. Okay. So you can't actually go and still physically get it in Texas. I don't know how far apart you are from, or was she? That's why I was trying to tell her. I mean, ask her where was she getting it at, so everybody would know. Now, the advantage and disadvantage over Forex is if you're actually doing day trading, is what people do Forex for. Some do long term. I didn't. But as the rate goes up and down, you can make money every day. Now, if you can't get any, and you can go here and now, open a Forex account and get it, the advantage is the moment the rate changes, you don't have to go anywhere, do anything, you're going to get the international rate. So, you know, your million is going to turn into $4 million without you doing anything. Because it's the rate.
Gotcha.
It still won't happen until you go in and actually sell it. But you can do Forex, it's open 24 hours.
Okay. What about the logical assumption that in Forex, no matter what country you're in, you could also buy a dong in some form? Get the value of dong?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to have to chew on that a little bit, or maybe somebody else. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's ways to do it. I mean, every country. That's the good thing about Forex. It don't matter where you are or who you are. They don't see your face, the color, nothing. All they see is green.
All right. Well, I may chew on that a little while and get with people that have got more practical knowledge than I do on it. That's interesting, very interesting. Okay, I've told all my kids to expect the 24th. I gave you a little bit of leeway. I said, Tony said it might not happen on the 24th. Could be just a few days afterwards. So they've all been notified. So Danny won't get the blame when the 26th gets here or the 28th and it hasn't happened yet. evil not from me,
okay,
but generated by me, I suppose, from the family.
Yeah.
Unless you know something else you want to pass on.
I can tell you that, Bus Lady just said, Texas Currency Exchange at Memorial City Mall in Houston. They have dinar.
Gotcha.
You guys just want to walk and get it. I do know Citibank still has it because I have somebody who got some on Friday from Citibank. And
gotcha.
Ray has a list of 70 banks that have one. Now,
right, right.
Somebody sent me CEIFX.com. They're selling dinar offer. So this place is going to still get it. Even though you weren't concerned with the physical part, you just want to know the advantages of 4X. Or should I even do it?
Yeah.
Before, right? Yes. Right. So I knew that's what you were looking for.
Right.
So
okay.
Other than that,
well,
nope. We're going to wait and see what happens tomorrow. We got three important meetings between now and the end of the month. And hopefully this is all over with. Oh, here's my biggest thing, though.
Yeah.
You can stop saying Tony said and just say Ray said. It'll go over much easier.
That'll work.
All right.
I got it. Okay. Well, I'm measuring up some steel work here, so I got to go. Thank you so much. See you later.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I think it went up. It takes us to 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good
evening,
morning,
sir.
It is G-Man NPA.
How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It's another dynamite day here on the East Coast. It's nice and sunny. We got through the rain, and the sun is shining.
Okay.
All right.
Man, I'm glad. Did you have any flooding over there? Or no, that was just New Jersey.
Well, we had a little bit in Philadelphia, but New Jersey and New York had some more flooding than Philadelphia. So prayers go out to all those people.
Yes. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. And glad to hear that you guys all had a good time out in Detroit, and blessings to everybody out there as well. So, one verse.
Let me tell
gentlemen.
You this. Wait, before you get started, so I can tell you this. I spent most of my time comparing the people in Detroit to the people in Texas. And I tell them they're running neck and neck. But
all right.
Oh no, we had a real good time. All right, thanks.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the music communication that Ray and Pim use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And as a reminder, when you're making out your checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters. TNT, hit the space bar once. And in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it will make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RB so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite for the rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. All right, have a great day, sir.
All right, 409 area code, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon from Texas.
Greetings. All right.
Good morning.
you've got a lot of Texans on your call. I have a few questions. First off, I just want to clarify one thing. When you said about Forex and all, but your market traders have not been put on alert yet, right?
They have not. I haven't received
okay.
any information. Nope.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that one out of the way first. So I'm not sure which one of you wants to answer this. I plan on leaving a large percentage of my monies with the bank, maybe even up to, I don't know, 70%. And but because of the large amount, I want to split that 70% into two different entities that will be formed, a trust and a foundation. So how do you can you do that? In other words, if I write a contract for 70%,
sure.
then with the understanding that I want to change ownership or whatever, I can split it.
Yes.
Like I get to put half of that in one and half in another. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Next question. I know that we are supposed to avoid transferring large sums of money for, I think, what was the first 30 days or something?
Yes,
didn't they?
Ask?
Okay. All right. So how soon? Like if I leave 70% and I want to move 30% to another bank, how soon can I transfer that? But it will be
Oh, no, you can do that because that's in the bank. They didn't want people sending out wires because then they have to confirm
oh.
who is going to on the other end, not just transferring
oh,
money.
Oh, but I can transfer.
They're just sending wires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just planning on going to this other bank and saying, okay, look, I've got this, I want that, and whatever. Okay, that's good. Now, answered that. Now, last question. I've already been perusing the Internet and have found a house that I want. Because I am in Texas and because I am in a virtual nest of denarians, these expensive houses are going to go like hotcakes, so to speak. So I've already picked out one in particular that I want. Is there some way at that initial appointment, if I already know from the realtor how to, how much earnest money and all that, is there some way for me to work that from that initial appointment? So how?
Okay. It's easy, especially real estate. I'm going to walk around with a $2 million check in my pocket, cashier's check, because I'm not concerned with it. Well, I know the realtor. I'm going to go, and I'm going to make an offer right there, and I'm going to say deposit in escrow upon acceptance. And I'm giving
Wait a minute,
you, you know, till 5 o'clock this evening to make a decision. And then you're just going to say with a 30-day close or 45-day close.
Okay. All right, now you've lost me. Okay, so where do I get the $2 million cashier's check? At that appointment?
Yeah, at your bank. This is what I need.
Okay,
and if you're putting that kind of money in, well, I don't know. Here we make it out to the escrow company because I'm putting it in escrow. You find out who the escrow company is. Using a realtor or are you not using a realtor?
I was going to use the realtor that listed it. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he don't get paid on both sides, so he's going to love you anyway. So, yeah, he's going to tell you who to make it out to. And you tell her, hey, make the phone call. If they accept it, then do it. You know, because that's what I would do. And, I mean, we're going to deposit in escrow at 5 o'clock. It's a done deal because nobody's going to take me out from that point. We got agreed upon price. Here's your initial money. I will have the rest deposited in there in 24 hours. I said you can't wire money, but you can go give them a cashier check if you want to, $20 million, $50 million, because they have a paper trail. They just don't want people trying to wire $1 million here or there, and they can't find it, and, you know, the money just goes around. They're going to stop and see who's on the other side of that first.
Okay, so let me recap, because sometimes it doesn't get through my 72-year-old brain. Okay, so before I'm going to make my appointment, and then before I go to the appointment to make my exchange, I'm going to call the realtor and find out, and I'm going to tell them I want the house for X, I'm willing to pay so much money, and ask them who the escrow company is, right?
Yeah, tell them, look, I'm coming. I mean, if you already seen it, I'm going to put an offer
on
the
house. Well, no, I haven't seen it. I'm going to do a virtual, yeah.
Okay. But he's going to tell you that. You say, I'm going to bring this cashier's check, and I need an offer or answer in 4 hours, 5 hours, you know.
Okay.
But if you're offering full price, because it's going to become a bidding war after the RV anyway.
Yes, and that's what I want to avoid. I'm serious. I mean,
then,
this is right up there where everybody is.
Yeah, you just offer, hey, full price. Here's a check, put it in escrow today, deal is done.
Awesome. And so when I go to my appointment, I get that cashier's check. They'll give it to me at that appointment.
Right there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know what you want. If you want, I need 5 cashier's checks for $4 million each, or I need this. Okay, let's get that out the way. Because that's what they want to know. I mean, cashier's checks, you need money transfer. Let's do that. And if there's a long line out the door, they're going to send you go right to this branch right here, and they're going to process for you right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Oh, that just relieved my mind right there. Okay. Thank you so much. I so appreciate all you do. And I just want to encourage you, especially Tony, that I know you've been in this so long, and I know it's frustrating to find out that just a few people have carried you. But, you know, that's kind of the way God works sometimes. He just lets a few people carry everybody, just like Jesus carried everybody, you know. So just hang in. We're almost out, and you sure have been a blessing to me. I would never have been able to do this without you and Ray both. I've learned so much. One more thing, Ray.
I really
wish you would do one of your webinars on trust, like you did on the other two. Please do one on trust.
All right. That won't happen.
Thank you. Okay. God bless you. Thanks
all right.
So much.
All right.
Well, thank you anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. While I'm still with Texas, I just want to tell Peggy, I saw what you said about Houston, and even though y'all some strange people, I might be able to do Houston. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
All right,
404. You're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi. I've been having trouble with my phone's here, so appreciate getting on. So good afternoon to you both, because it's getting close to the afternoon hour for you, Tony, as well. I have a couple of questions for you. You know, Kazemi and his entourage had a real busy weekend visiting Kuwait and their counterparts in government and business and the like. And some of the meetings seem to bring to mind the years back when Shabibi and that entourage were over here. What sort of feedback, if any, have your banking sources and Iraqi sources given in terms of the reaction for the meetings that the Prime Minister Kazemi had with those folks over there over the weekend?
With Kuwait?
Anything? With Kuwait, yeah.
No, he's with Kuwait over the weekend, yeah. There's a bunch of articles out seeing how they agreed.
Right, but I'm curious what your folks have said, how they responded.
They haven't said one thing about it. Nothing, because it's just... There's no, I want to say, significance to them in the RV. It's more to the white people and the development of the country. So nothing.
Okay. Okay. The other thing that I'm really, I must admit, puzzled by from a historical standpoint and the like is that I have found in poking around one article that's referencing the fact, and it was issued by the Supreme Judicial Council, stating that giving their kind of good wishes for this being the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Iraqi state today, August 23rd, that back 100 years ago was when it was created. I was amazed that there hadn't been anything official coming through from Kazemi or the government or anything. Again, any kind of feedback that, you know, celebrations along that line, that, gee, this would be a good way for, you know, tagging on something else for celebration?
Nope. I didn't even know what you just told me, so... it's not anywhere. It's not on TV. It's not in the news, and nobody's even talking about it. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, 10 days from whether this insanity comes to an end, that's when we're going to have our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project, and really hopeful it's going to be happening sooner rather than later. So, but again, appreciate all that you guys do for us very, very much. Great day.
All right, thank
May
you.
This be our money coming to us Monday. Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
770 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is your odd challenge, lady. And I'd just like to say, first of all, to those that responded, those that have already responded, thank you for that. But we need much, much more. So I just want to encourage you. You know, we hear good news. We're waiting on some good news right now. But why can't you be a part of that good news by participating in the Odd Challenge, ODD $1 Donation Challenge? And be a cheerful giver. You know, this is only going out to those who are able to, and the majority of us should be able to participate in donating $1, and collectively it's going to amount to so much more, and it's so worth it, you know, for what we've been receiving from Ray and Tony. And again, sacrifice, it would be wonderful. Thank you, Tony and Ray, for everything that you do. I'm just going to keep saying this, at least till the end of August, if we're here, because I'm expecting something to happen, you know, tomorrow, but if not, at least by the end of August. So I'd like TNT to go out with a bang from the people that have been listening and participating in these calls all this time to show our love. $1, that's not too hard. You can definitely do more. You can respond as many times as you like, but I'd like to hear from Tony when we get a large amount of $1 donations. You know, it's something that is easily obtainable. So, again, thank you for what you guys are doing. And that's all I have to say today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
And I would say thank you for what you are doing. We really appreciate it. And I tell you, we got some dollar people. Just, I think the first or whenever we start, because we're at, you know, 1,056 right now of initial donators. So three more people. I think we got 50 new people this month. Well, I know within the last month when I was asking for it, who have donated $1, $2, some a little bit more. And I mean, to meet your challenge. I don't think we got 50 to meet your challenge, just 50 new donated. But some people have met your challenge, just so you know, and donated $20, $25. One person even sent 50. But it was for your challenge. So I want you to appreciate it. But don't get discouraged, because like the lady said, a little carries a lot. And I really don't see happening what you want to happen. I just don't see that happening. But I do thank you for the thought. It's great. That's not to discourage people. It's just to live in reality. All right. Very good.
Okay. 314. You are on. 314. 705. All right. 727 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that me?
Hey. It's you.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Super fantastic.
Tony, what do you think about Kademi over there with setting himself up as sort of the emperor of the Middle East with all these countries coming together at the end of the month? Since everything. Pardon me?
You cut out. You said setting himself up as what?
As sort of the emperor of the Middle East, with everything having to go through Iraq as the top country, you know, with its through its borders and everything. I'm sure Kademi is planning on running as prime minister again. I mean, this is going to be a shoe-in for him there with all these countries getting together, I would believe.
Well, two things. Okay.
Yeah, with the RV happening, that'll get them the votes also.
All right. So he said he's not running. Maybe he's hoping to get it by default because of all the confusion with everybody else. Could be the plan. Remember, we only know about 30% of what's going on. He's doing the right thing as far as holding the meeting there, trying to set themselves up as mediators between all the countries. Iran and the U.S., Saudi Arabia and Iran, you know, Kuwait and themselves. Because all of them are concerned about Iran. All of them are concerned about Syria. And he's trying to say, I have the ability, or Iraq does, because he keeps saying it's not about me. It's about the country. It's about building up the country. Everybody else wants it to be about them. I'm not going to be here, but I'm setting the groundwork for the future, is what he is clearly saying to everybody, and it is. We want Iraq to be stabilized, and he's trying to make Iraq so important to everybody that they won't let anybody take over. So he's building protection for themselves. He's doing all the right things. The problem is, just like our country, he can say and do whatever he wants. He can set everything up. But if he's not there in 6 months, at the end of the vote and everything else, nobody knows what's going to happen. They all agree with it. You know, Obama made a lot of decisions. Trump came in and changed them all. You know how he had the whole world upset when he came in, all of our allies, everything else. Trump made some decisions. Biden came in and changed. It happens, unfortunately for us, every 4 years lately, every 8 years like it should be. Same thing over there. Every 4 years, they've had a different guy who's going in a different direction.
Yeah, but
so
how
I don't
can you say
anything
that?
He's
that
really doing stabilizing anything until they go through that. causing you to do what? Say it again.
It looks like Kademi is the first guy to actually follow along and his son were doing over there with the Middle East peace plan, basically. He's following along the plan that Trump had set up.
Well, he
started
is
with Israel.
Making a difference. I think he's following the plan. I'm going to say that Obama set up to solidify the country, to build the foundation, to educate the people, to put all the laws in place. He is the first one to actually enforce that. He created the white paper and everything to make that happen. And because, he can say, I'm not a politician, because he was. He was director of the CIA. And he knows where all the bodies are buried, everything else. So they're letting him do only so much. He's still having to fight it. Now, I got to give Trump's administration all the credit in the world for picking him, because Bush picked the wrong people, Obama picked the wrong people, or Biden picked the wrong people because he was in charge of the program. Pompeo at least got the right guy in there to get something done, and it seems like he's more for the country than for the people. But the process and the plan was already in place of what was required to be done. And it's working if he could get the other Iranians out of their government. Go ahead.
Right. I would truly believe that Kademi is still keeping in contact with Trump, and Trump's probably telling him who he needs to talk to and make deals with in order to bring the Middle East together.
Let me ask you a question. That's okay. Let me ask you a question. Why do you believe that? What ex-president still gets involved in international affairs? Any ex-president. You tell me who has done that.
Trump
Obama,
is different than
Kennedy,
any other president
Bush.
We've ever had.
He is different in the fact that he's out of the government and they aren't authorizing him to do anything in the government. He's not authorized to do that. Ex-presidents
but with everything
do not
that
create
has been,
policy
he's
with
trying
countries.
To. But with everything he's trying to show as far as the voting and everything, how it was stolen, and Biden's not even a legitimate president, that's why I think Trump would still be involved, because he plans on becoming president again.
Well,
in his rightful
place. I plan on becoming president, but they don't let me do anything, okay? What you're saying is unrealistic. Okay, Obama couldn't come in and make policy when Trump was there. Biden couldn't come in and make policy. He planned on being the president too. And he just left Iraq for 8 years. Why didn't he just stay involved? Okay,
I think
Trump
Obama's
has nothing
Biden's
to do
right
with his RV. You guys aren't paying attention. He has nothing to do with the RV. He has nothing to do with our government decisions now. He is not the president. He's not going to be the president next week. He's not going to be the president next month. Now, in 2024, he could run for president again. So far, I mean, if he's not indicted and in jail and everything else, then he could do that. But right now, I mean, I don't understand people saying Trump is still meeting with people and he's signing documents. How do you think he gets to sign documents over the United States government or over the White House? Or if he had that kind of power or authority, why is he not sitting in the White House?
Because
he doesn't.
Because nobody will listen.
Common sense.
Because nobody will listen to the people that have the proof.
Thank you, sir. We've run out of time for today's segment.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We have run out of time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. He has nothing to do with this. And you guys keep listening to Trump doing this. Trump is doing nothing with the RV. He's not authorized or cannot do anything. But hold on, Ray. How much time I got left?
30 seconds. What do you need?
Really? I wanted to call this guy. I really want to put him on the phone. I don't have time. What do you think we got?
You can work it in.
TLT, let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it in. Okay. Hold on. I got him on the phone right now, everybody. We're still doing the call live, but a lot of people like the hat. I like the hat. I gave out the information for some other people who make TNT hats and shirts and rings, and I gave them the site. So I wanted to give you the same opportunity on this call, too. So if somebody were interested in getting that hat, because I don't sell hats or shirts or anything, what would they need to do?
Well, right now I'm on the process of trying to finish the jacket. So we got a
Are you making a jacket?
Yes, a leather jacket, a match to match the hat.
Okay, but they wanted the hat. I was just trying to say.
Yeah, but right, we could.
You're not ready yet?
I'm not ready. Well, I'm ready, but I'm going to probably be taking orders for hats to people, the TNT, that want to get those hats, mainly once this thing goes through. And I was doing it as a collaboration for TNT and for the TNT class.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know Ray just gave it to me over the weekend. I tweeted it out. Bunch of people loved it. I love it. So, all right, we'll talk afterwards. I just wanted to be fair to the both sides, and I didn't know where to tell them to go look at it.
Yeah, that hat has a phone number on it to call, and if they're interested, they can call and order the hat, and we can get it out to them that way. But there's
a phone number on the hat?
There's a phone number on the label of the hat on the inside.
Oh, I was going to say, I ain't going to wear it now. We got a phone number on it. But anyway.
Okay.
I'll try to put it out. All right, thanks.
Okay, now I'll stay in touch with you.
All right, thanks.
All right, Tony. All right.
Okay, Ray, let's do it. All right, guys, it's Monday morning. I know we wanted to happen on Tuesday morning, still a possibility, but all the information right now is just saying by the end of the month. Legal happening tomorrow by the federal court, and they're going to hopefully make a ruling on the 8 paragraphs or 10 paragraphs, whatever it is. We're looking at Jackson Hole starting on Thursday. It's a 4-day event with all the CBI leaders from around the world. So they'll get together and see what's going to happen. Hopefully make a decision by that time. And Iraq is saying the meeting at the end of the month will change their positions in the eye of the international community and take them back to their leadership role. All three events should take us to where we want to be by the end of the month with the banks, which I didn't even tell you guys. Somebody contacted Ray today. There's a bunch of bankers were celebrating their businesses that are going to explode at the end of the month because of what's happening. But, again, the Treasury update to us was, what did he say? Wait a minute, how did he say it? Not no late. Oh, realistic. Did he say realistic? I don't know what he said. No, it wasn't.
I think that was the word.
What did he say? Realistically, by the end of the month, yeah, something like that. Anyway, publishers start getting paid. So everybody's looking good. All right, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. And once again, thank you, Detroit. Had an excellent weekend. Thank you. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's going to wrap up Monday's segment of TNT conference call. We'll be back on Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, unless something exciting happens between now and then. And yes, we did have a great time in Detroit the entire week for some of us. It was a week-long event with the Dream Cruise. And for those who want to hang out with us next year, mark your calendar for the third weekend in August. And again, Dream Cruise 2022. Now you know a year in advance. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Your storm is over. I see your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe, ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.